This episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Learning, the online learning platform with thousands of expert-led video tutorials to help you build your business, tech, and creative skills. For a free 30-day trial, visit linkedin.com/TMS and start achieving more today. That's linkedin.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, there's always fun in the friendly skies.
BlizzCon was a thing.
Sean Combs has another name.
Don't cook yourself.
Paris is okay with naked food entertainment.
And I am too. My teacher did a terrible thing.
Major spoilers.
Trek nerd and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly,
Wilfred Brimley.
I was quite surprised to see you look directly at the pillow several times.
The Morning Stream. Save it for the French.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is TMS for Monday, November 6, 2017. We are into the month of November. Winter is upon us. I'm Scott Johnson. Brian Ibbett is here. Hello.
I am here. Hello there, Scott.
Just saw you, but not for very much. People always say y'all are going to BlizzCon together. Great. Have fun. Can't wait to hear how much fun you have together. But Brian and I end up, I hate it kind of, but it's just the way it goes. We just get pulled in different directions, and I'm so busy for at least especially the first 2 days, that it's like impossible. So we just run into each other kind of more randomly than usual. I don't like it. I don't love it, but it's the way of it. I don't know how to avoid it.
Yeah. You know? It's totally true. It's we're like ships passing in the night. It's like, oh, there's Scott. Quick, let's hop into a photo booth and take some goofy photos for TMS. Oh, there's Scott. Let's really quickly chat before we go down the stairs and stuff like that.
And but usually some fan will walk up and go, oh, I love your morning show, and then we'll talk to them, and then that's less time that you and I are talking.
But you and I talk every day.
Yeah, I know. It's not that big a deal, everybody. It's okay. But I was really looking forward to the Saturday breakfast thing.
Sunday breakfast. Yeah. Breakfast.
I always look forward to that. Whoever can come. And there was a pretty good crowd there. We were stoked to go. Our original flight was supposed to be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was going to be perfect. And then this story happened. Okay?
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, and I know you've got a good one, too. So I'm actually saving yours for last because from what I can tell from your text, it might be the big winner chicken dinner today, okay?
Right, okay.
So Kim and I, Saturday night, the con is over. We had a successful panel. I was much relieved after that, and we're just sort of chilling. I was part of Patrick's little live show thing he did later, hanging around the guild hall. Had dinner with the core crew and some other heroes folks, and that was great. Really having a great time. And at about 9 o'clock that night, Kim goes, you know what, I'm going to check in early on our tickets so that we just walk in there tomorrow. We don't have to think about it. Opens up her app. It's a Delta app and says, all right, well, what's your confirmation number? She dutifully puts that in there, and it says, yeah, that doesn't exist in our system. Nice nice work. Or what other names would it be under? So we put in my name. Nothing. We put in Nick's name. Oh, no, the flight for Nick and Carter still exists. Weird.
It was the same flight for all four of you going back, right?
Same flight, yeah.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, this got so weird. Because I was starting to, I'm like, dude, do we not have flights? Like, what did they do? Did they swallow them? Like, did Yog-Saron come from the center of the earth and eat it?
You obviously bought round-trip tickets and you made it out to California. So here's
the twist. So now that you say that, here's where the twist happened. Okay. First of all, I got to say this. So we figure out that it's not there. I call the hotline thing to get more help. And the guy, it seems very automated and efficient. The guy goes, hello, Scott, and welcome. I know it's you because we have your number in our records. You're awesome. Plus one for blah. So it was an automated thing, and you could say numbers and all that. And it gets to a point where it says, say your confirmation number. So I say it, and it comes back and goes, there seems to be a problem. Would you like to talk to an agent? Yes. Okay, don't worry.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie?
That's all I could think about the whole time.
That's all I can think of when I hear you do this too. Yeah.
And the guy was so stoked, he sounded just like the movie phone guy. So he sends me, he says that, and he says, and don't worry, we have some of the best phone tech support in the industry. Your estimated wait time is 2 hours.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, that statement doesn't really match with your first one about how good you are, does it? Because 2 hours is a long-ass time.
Right.
Now, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. I don't know. You know, we're probably not even... Well, it turns out we were going to India or somewhere else. It wasn't here. There's no, you know, those have been outsourced, those jobs.
Sure.
But I thought, oh, this is no good. I can't be in the Marriott here where we're having dinner and be on the phone for 2 hours. That's dumb. So I hung that up. I told Kim. She's like, oh, my gosh. All right. We did our goodbyes. Took a lot of pictures, everybody. Got out of there about 10. Went back to the hotel and immediately called them. And then we waited the big, long time to get on. Finally talked to some guy named Habib or whatever. And that's fine. That's his name. It's fine. Habib was his name. I'm not making fun of it. I'm not saying it straight up was Habib.
Right, right.
And Kim's talking to him this time because I was in the bathroom or something. And she says all the stuff she's supposed to say. And he goes, well, you are not there for your flight in. And we said, well, I mean, we bought round trip tickets, but Blizzard made us go out a day early. So this is where Scott's naivete comes in.
Okay.
I thought because we bought round trip tickets and didn't cancel them, we still owned the round trip tickets. Even if those seats went out empty,
they still
were paid for by us.
Totally, because I mean, basically, if you miss your flight, but you pay and get on another plane to get out there, you should still be able to use your other tickets to get back, right?
That seems logical. Sure, that's my thinking. Yeah. So we said, well, we were planning on using the return flight. We had to pay extra. Okay, so the way this worked was, it was cheaper for us to pay extra for new one-way tickets for Tuesday
than to pay for the change fee of.
Yeah, it was like $200 per ticket for the change fee, and they were $140.
And the difference, yeah.
For the one-way. So I'm like, well, that's stupid. We're going to pay less there. We won't take the first leg, but we'll take the return flight. Kids went ahead on the normal flight the day after we got there and went on their own, so that was fine. And they used their first half. So then it started to dawn on me. Oh, they think if you don't show up for your tickets, that means cancel the whole schmear.
Oh, I would not have expected that. Me either.
That seems weird, right?
It does seem weird. Because, again, if you miss your flight, you still have the opportunity to get to where you're going by buying another ticket somewhere, but still using the second half, I would expect.
I would expect as well. I would also have expected that. So did Kim. We all thought that's what they would do. Because you bought it. We paid for it. The money has been spent.
And when you did the additional one-way tickets, you did it with Delta. You did it online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they have record of that. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So it's not like we had some weird different channels we went through, or we took a different airline the first time or whatever. It was all Delta all the time. And Delta's always been, that's why we like them. We like Delta. Plus, we're a hub. We pay slightly less for tickets that way. It's like you and Southwest.
Right. And we were even talking about that via text before the thing.
Totally. Yeah. Before all this came down, you and I were remarking about that, and it's a good thing. So. This is not so much a beef against Delta as it is this policy I found out about. And apparently this is like true across the board. So everybody be warned, all major, at least airlines in the US and then like Air France, because they're owned by Delta and a few others like that. Their policy is if you don't show up for your tickets or for your seats, they just cancel the whole kebab. Because the jury's theory is they think you're trying to game the system or trying to hack it.
And that was a way people would do that. They would like find cheaper tickets, do back to what are called back to backs, where you would make it think you had a Saturday night stay because of the way you were arranging your flight.
Yeah.
You had two round trips and you would use the back to backs. And then you'd have the two legs that you didn't use that you'd use for a standby flight later or a fare later on. Our travel agent was great at the back to backs, like creating the back to backs.
Okay. So apparently this is relatively new policy change. I thought it was like, well, it's some kind of weird terrorism activity, they thought, or something weird like that. I don't think it's that. I think it's just whatever. It's policy. And he was very nice to explain, now the policy works like this. And he explained the whole thing.
Sure.
And then he said, but since you didn't seem to know about it, like, and how would we know? Like, I'm not like searching all the rules. Let's see if I can find this rule. We didn't know. So he says, we will make it work for you. We will make it work, he said lots of times.
Sure.
And it took another little while to do it. He had to have supervisor approval and all this other stuff. But they got us back on that flight. We had to be in separate seats, though. We weren't sitting together anymore. So I stole the kids' seats. And then Kim and I sat together, and the kids were spread out. Father prerogative, man. Sit? Father's prerogative. I went in there and said, you know what? I don't want to be, because they were middle seats. And I don't know how, you and I are roughly, you're a little shorter than me, but not much.
Right.
My legs and knees are all, they are making these planes so small, freaking sardine knee room in there.
Well, sure, but what does that matter for sitting next to Kim?
If I'm next to Kim, I have an aisle seat and my knee can go.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
And I can, I can man spread over to her with the other leg.
Those extra kid seats were middle seats.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause here's what I was expecting. Oh, Kim, so glad we swapped out with the kids so that we could sit together. Let me pull out my AirPods and I'll see you at the end of the flight.
Basically, yeah. And what's funny is they sat in two seats where they were really tall, so it looked like they were the weirdos in the middle. And they were one behind each other, so they were still in proximity and stuff.
They love to cancel your flight. And yeah. It shows.
Yeah, and it shows. So anyway, bottom line, they did cover it. They got us back on the flight. It didn't cost us any extra. I still have to work all that stuff out with the receipts and everything for Blizzard, but bottom line was it was perfect BlizzCon with that one exception. Now, once it was all worked out though, that meant we had to fly a little bit earlier. We had to get to the airport earlier to get it all worked out. And, and we arrived 30 minutes early. We had zero turbulence.
Cool.
And they had tomato juice on the plane, which I know they always do, but I always forget to get it, and I love tomato juice, so I got tomato juice on the plane. It was a lovely flight. A guy across the aisle from us was watching John Wick and laughing the whole time. Everybody's having a great time.
Is that a comedy, John Wick?
No, not at all. I couldn't understand why he was laughing. Every time there'd be
a... Keanu, you kill me.
Yeah, there was like a massive killing in a hallway, and he was going... I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. Freaking, you're kind of freaking me out. Anyway, and then, and we had to check our bags. It was a full flight. Mm-hmm. But that was free because they do that. And usually that means you got to wait for the damn carousel. And it's like sucks to wait for those. They were there, down there spinning around by the time we got there.
I was going to say, if you're if you get put on the flight kind of last, that means your bags go in last.
Yeah.
And that means they're the first to come out and get on the carousel.
And that's exactly what happened. So everything went swimmingly, got our car. It didn't snow like the forecast had said, so we didn't have to drive home in snow.
Oh, good deal.
We had just like the perfect trip in every other possible way, including, I think, the best BlizzCon in a long time, if not the best I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I freaking
love it. We'll talk
about
that in a second.
Yeah. So now, forget about my dumb plane story. the words you said to me were, it's maybe the second worst thing that can happen on a plane, and my imagination has gone wild. So you tell me what happened.
All right. So, and you can confirm whether or not this is the second worst thing for you. Like in your mind, the second worst thing that can happen to you on a plane.
All right.
Tristan and I go to breakfast we're sitting there chatting for a while. They actually forgot my order. So I get to sit there and watch while everybody else at the table completed their food before the waitress brought me a bowl of fruit to sit there and at least have something to eat while I waited for my steak and eggs, which I wasn't the only person at the table having steak and eggs. There were three orders of steak and eggs, and mine was the one that they forgot.
And this was all at the Marriott?
This is all at the Marriott. And then when they brought me my steak and eggs, it was scrambled, not over medium, and the steak was well done and not medium rare. That's nothing, right? We're drinking.
Sure.
At least they're keeping the coffee refilled and all that stuff. So
and the conversation's good, of course.
Conversation's good. We buzz back to the hotel, get an Uber or a Lyft, get back to the airport, get on the plane. And we actually even had a couple hours in the airport. So we're sitting there, Tristan and I are playing Hearthstone on the free Wi-Fi and having a blast. And get on the plane, put my earbuds in, start watching Chronologically Lost and watching a little bit of the... I decided to pay for the Wi-Fi on the plane and try to play a little Hearthstone. Kept erroring out. So if anybody out there is listening that played against Coverville yesterday afternoon and sat there and waited for me to take my turn.
Yeah, congrats on your free wins. Well done.
Exactly. That's why I specifically chose casual instead of ranked play, because I knew that could probably happen. It's like a 2.5-hour flight.
Sure.
So We start getting the notification. We're about, I don't know, 45 minutes away from Denver, and we get the notification. Yeah, we're going to be experiencing some turbulence, so we're going to go ahead and clean up the plane right now, and we need your seatbelts tight, and you're not going to get up for the rest of the flight. Seat backs, tray tables in their upright position, and we'll see you on the ground.
All right. All right. Good captain and, voice. I like it. It's good. All right.
And that's when Tristan leans over to me and says, "Oh, Dad, I have to go to the bathroom really bad." And I'm like, "Well, why didn't you go before? I mean, there's the parental thing of the why didn't you go before, but now you're in the mode of like, oh no, my son is in trouble. What am I going to do? How do I help him out here?
Yeah, he's in distress. And, you know,
we had all that damn coffee with breakfast. They kept refilling the glass, and we didn't go to the bathroom between then and now, and didn't have to go to the bathroom until now.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and he's like, how long before we land? I'm like, well, it's going to be like 45 minutes, and dude, we can't get up. Are you going to be all right? And for the next 45 minutes, it looked like I was next to a heroin junkie. He's shuffling in his seat. He's wringing his hands, like white knuckle gripping his fingers, and like you could just see the force at which he is gripping his hands to take his mind off of this.
Well, not to be indelicate, but number one, number two, like where is he at?
Number one.
Okay, he had to pee. Yeah. Got
he's
it.
He's just got to pee really bad.
Yeah.
And he's like pulling, you know, putting his hands in his hair, just like pushing his hair back as hard as he can. Like he's seriously Twitch Fest, you know, Twitch Con going on right next door to me.
Yeah.
And the woman next to him, so he's in the middle seat, I'm in the window, woman in the aisle, and I can just kind of see the look on her face is like, what the hell's going on? Because it really wasn't an issue until right when they said, oh yeah, we're going to need you to stay in your seats for the duration of the flight. We're going to be going through some turbulence. And then the turbulence starts, and he starts doing this. And I'm like, all right, well, here's, you know, there's nothing we can do. You got to take a deep breath. You got to just focus. Do you want me to talk to you through this? No, don't talk. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, you can talk to me. do you want the window open? I don't know. Let's try. No, close the window.
Did he consider like a bottle or anything? Not that you'd ever gone that far, but were you getting to that point where you're?
I was considering because we had the barf bag. We didn't have any bottles or anything, but I saw the barf bag there, and I'm like, I could shield you with the magazine. You could use the barf bag as like a little pee receptacle.
Oh, the poor guy.
And I said, all we can do at this point is, as soon as the plane lands and we're taxiing, I'll hit the button, because that's when the flight attendants weren't even able to get up. I could have hit that call attendant button all I wanted, but they were, once they grabbed all the trash, they were buckled in for the duration of the flight.
Was this like over the Rockies somewhere? Or what was
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, okay. Coming down over the Rockies. Always has major turbulence. It's not really a surprise.
Yeah.
And so I said, as soon as we land and we're taxiing to the gate, I'll hit that button and we'll tell her we got a little bit of a bathroom emergency. We'll see if she'll let you go up to the bathroom.
She should. Yeah. The second that you hit the ground, you should be able to get up.
Exactly. So that's what happens. We land. He's still hanging in there.
Yeah.
We land and I hit the button. They do their little, oh, well, I'd like to walk into Denver. Current temperature is 48 degrees and there's a blah, 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 blah. And then it's, and we'll see you at the gate or something like that. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. However they end that.
Sure.
Like my finger, boop. Bing, bong, you know, hit the button to get the attendant.
Yeah.
She runs up. Hi, what's going on? I'm like, well, we've got a bit of a bathroom emergency.
Yeah.
Now, the look on her face and the words that she was about to make, I could absolutely tell were what number. But she never finished it. Yeah. She's like, well, what? Well, no, there's nothing we can do. You got to wait till we get to the gate. Then you can, you know, then you can go up to the front and use the bathroom. But until we're actually parked at the gate, I can't let you get up. I'm sorry. It's an FCC or FAA regulation.
What do they do when somebody like craps themselves or pees all over the, like, what do you?
You just basically hope that you know enough to take care of that business before things get that bad.
That sucks.
So I said, all right, well, here's what you're doing. Don't worry about your backpack. I got your bag. I got you covered. As soon as that bell bongs, as soon as you hear that, you're now free to take your seatbelt off noise, I want you to jump up. And we told the lady next to him, by the way, we said, hey, as soon as the bell rings, he's going to rip his seatbelt off and make a beeline for the front bathroom.
Yeah. Avert your face and eyes. He may pee on his way out. Yeah.
And actually, she, we didn't even get that far. She's like, does he want to go front or back? Because she's like, I'll get out of your way, whatever direction you're going.
Yeah, she's ready to help, sure.
And he's like, no, I'm going to the front. I'm like, all right, cool. So she's ready to help. As soon as that bell rings, her seatbelt is off. She's out of the way. Tristan is out and up and in the aisle. But, of course, everybody's getting out to start getting their bags down from the overhead bin. And I said, just say, excuse me, bathroom emergency. Say whatever you have to say. Just make your way through those people.
That sucks.
And I'm watching him. And I'm watching him, and he's like, you know, telling everybody, and they're all getting out of his way, and they're being really, really nice. And then he gets up, and there's four people in the front that are like, I guess have either gotten themselves out into the aisle and put their bag in where the place where they were sitting, where they just didn't want to be bothered by it,
yeah,
or whatever. But I couldn't hear what was going on, but they would not get out of his way. And he even said, excuse me, and they were like, I'm sorry, you know, nothing I can do, you gotta wait.
Freaking jackasses.
So they get out onto the jetway. Tristan apparently decided he was going to go to the airport bathroom instead of the bathroom right there on the airplane. But whatever, it's fine.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I get up and I turn to say thank you to the lady that was there, and I cannot find her. Like, she has vanished. She was in the window or the aisle seat next to Tristan. She went back so that he could go forward. And I don't see her anywhere in the aisle. I don't see her in any other seats that she may have popped into to wait. She is like, she has vanished. She is like,
that's really weird.
Like a fart in the wind. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
Finally, I get Tristan's bag. I grab my bag, get out to the terminal, and I see Tristan coming back from the bathroom with just the biggest smile on his face. That's the happiest I've seen you in the last hour.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
What a bummer, though. All right, so to answer your question.
Yes.
It's like the third worst thing I can think of on a plane.
Well, I mean, somebody's dying in the seat next to you is probably number one.
All right, number one would be, actually, no. When someone else needs help, I'm all in on that. No problem. I will up and help, and it's awesome distraction. I'm good to go. I'll do chest compressions, whatever you need. My worst case scenarios go like this. Number one, guy next to me vomits everywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That one's trouble. Okay, not into that. Sure. Number two is number two. If you are in, let's imagine being in your son's position and he is going to freaking crap himself. That is the worst case airplane nightmare.
Especially if it's diarrhea.
Yeah, diarrhea. Could be diarrhea, right? And then number three is what he went through. Yeah. Because it's just like you can't control, none of the environmental stuff is under your control. I panic. I panic if I can't do anything about it.
Right. It's the turbulence doesn't help. The landing and hitting the runway and the jerking around there doesn't help.
Nope. And a calm captain going, oh, ladies and gentlemen, that makes it worse. Right. Oh, this all sounds bad. Now, they said, number one, it was in a horrific crash. Well, if that happens, I'm gone. So
yeah, exactly. What's the worry?
There's no more worry. The worry lasts 30 seconds, and then you're done.
You don't get off the plane and text somebody and say, boy, the worst possible thing you could imagine just happened to me.
The plane crashed.
The plane crashed.
I don't know how I'm talking to you, but hey, we'll see you at the gates, the pearly gates there, buddy. Well, all right. I'm glad he's okay, though. I'm glad it wasn't something worse.
Poor kid.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say, because weren't you on that flight where the dog pooped in the?
Yes. That's the row right above me. Yeah. The little dog, oh, I'll take you out of your carry.
Yeah. Right as soon as he got out, took a big old wet duker.
And she's just trying to pick all of it up with those stupid little cocktail napkins they give you for your half can of watered down Diet Coke.
Doesn't work at all.
No.
Doesn't work at all. All right. We had a lot of fun at BlizzCon, though. The con itself, no major issues. Did you get all the pins and badges you wanted and all that stuff?
I did. Yeah, I've got every Velcro patch. Well, I don't think I have everyone. There's like the community ones and stuff like that. You were showing off some of the rarer ones that you could only get by doing a certain thing.
Mm.
I also didn't do the Overwatch demo, so I didn't get that cool looking T-shaped.
Oh, did you see that one guy's bag? I don't know if this showed up everywhere. It was on Reddit and then Twitter and everything else, but he has all Overwatch pins from doing that, covering every square inch, and then one Horde pin. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. So,
he just got out of line, got back in line, played some more Moira.
Yeah, he knew what he wanted, and he did what he wanted, and that's all he did.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
But you never, I should have, man, I feel like this community one's super rare. Everyone's like, I don't know where those were. I never got one of those. And like, I feel like I could eBay that thing, maybe. Maybe I should.
Yeah, sure.
Or should I give it to you? You're my friend.
No. You should hold on to that because you are part of the Blizzard community. That's true. What you should wear on your bag with pride, sir.
That's right. I put that right on my sack. And I'll tell you what. The Velcro patches, big hit. People really love those. Blizzard, you should do those again.
I'm sure they will. I mean, I think the con bag of holding that ThinkGeek offers, there are a number of bags that have that Velcro front just for that specific purpose. And it's a really brilliant way to give you something you can put on that bag that advertises the thing you're doing, advertises the company, the trade show you're at.
Yeah.
It's a really smart method of marketing, and probably a lot cheaper than enamel pins.
So lots of things happened, lots of highlights. The instance panel was a real honor, and it was rad, and it turned out great, and all that stuff. But I have a funny story, a couple funny stories to tell you.
Okay.
Quick ones. One, first one is I got to see Metzen. He texted me and he says, I'm here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're here? You're freaking here. And I'm thinking he's going to get mobbed or something. But he wore this baseball hat really low and his beard's really long now.
His beard's long, yep.
So it didn't look like him really. And if he hipped his head down to make eye contact, he was making it through there just fine. No problems. He had kids. Right. He had his kids with him and Kat was there. And so it was just easy for him to get around. So I said, where are you? And he says, I'm over by off from the Sylvanas statue near the little bar thing, and I forgot the name of it. I said, okay, I'll be there shortly. So we went down there, we saw him, and he is incognito. Nobody knows he's there. So we sat and we talked and saying, hey, next time you're out here, let's make sure you come over. We'll have you over for dinner and all this. And I'm like, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. I'm glad I came this year and blah, 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 blah. And he was talking about how amazing he thinks everything went and how he really feels good about what he left in the right hands. Like everybody's carried on what he would normally do so well. And he's just thrilled about it. So it was really heartening and great. But then because I got up and says, well, dude, we got to get pictures like we did last time. We got to get some pictures. So I get up, take pictures. Kim takes pictures. And I realize, oh, shit, this is how you attract people who didn't know he was here. Right. Mm-hmm. Because he's standing there smiling and looking like Chris Metzen instead of a little hunched over guy with a hat on. So as soon as that happened,
oh, no.
This like little throng of people are like, are you Chris Metzen? Hey, you guys, Chris Metzen. And so people started like freaking out. And I was like, oh, crap, we got to run interference or do something here. And Kat looked at us like, oh, crap, this is it. And anyway, right. I think it all turned out fine. I don't think there were any other photo sightings of any real note, but it was nice to see him. He's doing great. And that was really cool. Then, cool. Here's the funniest thing that happened in the show. Upstairs, Patrick and I are walking around. I have a lot of Patrick time for me this trip.
Yeah,
more than usual. And we run into I forgot his first name. DePaul, the guy the dude that does the Reinhardt voice for Overwatch. What's his name?
Oh yeah, the guy who came out during the Overwatch announcements.
David DePaul.
Anyway,
he's awesome. My gosh, that guy's great. And he was so, that was such a fun reveal, and I loved everything about it. Darren DePaul, there you go. And it was D.
Thank you, Justin Root.
He shows up upstairs, and he turns around while we're waiting to kind of, we're having a fan moment thinking, ooh, maybe we can get a picture with Reinhardt,
Right.
And he turns around and goes, what are those voices I'm hearing? He didn't say it in that voice, though. But he's like, well, I know these voices. And he turns around and he goes, you guys are the hosts of The Instance.
Oh, wow.
And I went, what? What are we doing? What are you talking about? And he goes, well, when I was going to be Blackhand for Warlords of Draenor, I was supposed to go do research on what the game was about. And one of the things I did was listen to your podcast. Now I'm hooked. I listen all the time. And I was like, oh, that is so cool. I mean, we thought we were fanboying about you. And he goes, oh, no, you guys, you're half the reason I'm still okay here at Blizzard. I learned so much from your show. And he was super being so nice. I mean, way too nice, honestly. Because I don't think you probably got that much out of fart jokes and Terpster. But anyway, that was really cool, right? So that really got us. And then later he finds us and pulls us aside and wants to talk more. So here comes the joke, and I feel slightly bad about this.
Okay.
He's talking. There's a fair number of people around. They've gathered around because they've seen him and we're talking to him and Patrick's this and that. And he says, yeah, the voice panel went really well today. We're pretty excited about how that went. And I said, did all the Overwatch people come this year? And he says, just about all of them. And he's naming off who was there. And
all
I,
the voice actors?
Yeah, all the voice actors. Yeah. And I said, and this is such an inside joke if you play Overwatch. Okay. I said, hey, was the guy that plays Lucio there? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, we love him. And I said, now, when you guys are walking and you guys walk through the con together, like to check out all the event, the stuff, and he says, oh, yeah, yeah. So when he's with you, does everyone move slightly faster because Lucio's there and he's like hitting his E? Or shift or whatever. Dumb joke, right? Because he has a speed buff in the game. Lucio has a speed buff.
If you're within proximity of him, he uses his
And everyone can run quicker, right?
Right, sure.
So I thought it was pretty funny. People around me are giggling. Patrick's like groaning. But this, he had no idea what I was talking about. So he goes, oh, no, 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 I'm the fast one. I'm from New York. I'm used to walking all around Broadway all the time. And he starts telling me about how fast he is. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, he didn't get it. And I'm not about to explain it.
Right.
I'm not going to go, you see, Lucio, he's got this speed buff that he alternates between his healing buff. And, you know, the joke was that I wasn't going to do that.
Right.
It was really funny, though, I thought.
at least the other people around you got it. And if you get Patrick to groan, that's even the best.
That's the best. Make Patrick groan, win. Also, right. Just hi to all the TMS people that came up to you and I, together or separate. Cool. So many nice things and tadpoolers out there.
I know. I'm going to forget everybody's name, but like Ben and his daughter Scarlett, Monica, Wicked Kitten. Mm-hmm.
Great to see her.
Oh, always great to see her. Yeah. Courtney Adewet. Oh, my God. She looks great. Saw her in Chicago year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And she's looking great. And she apparently was having a great BlizzCon. I met a couple of women outside the Marriott who are Diablo players. And we kind of laughed about all the great Diablo announcements they made this year.
Yeah, it was an incredible year for Diablo.
I can't remember your names. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I have the same problem. I met this super sweet lady who her husband plays WoW, and she was like, I she doesn't play, but she started listening to the morning stream and got completely hooked, and now it's all she just loves it. And I can't remember her name. She was really nice. Oh, guy that broke his arm. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Forgot your name, but you were super cool. Lots of cool people.
Of course, Gary from Disneytronics. Diztronics.
Yeah, Diztronics.
None of us went to Disneyland this time around.
Nope. Everybody, bunch of them did after, but you and I.
Yeah, I did. Tristan and I did. We did Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you really quickly about Universal Studios?
Always.
I feel bad. Dunaway's going to. We're basically going to have no news today because of.
That's totally fine.
News, we also need to do trivia.
Yeah, the news can wait. We'll take
that. But here's the thing with Universal Studios, bunch of great thrill rides. And you know, Jurassic Park. You go, it's like takes place on a boat and you're going through Jurassic Park and then things go wrong and oh no, the dinosaurs are loose and you're going up and you come down into a big old splash zone and a big old wave of water washes over the front of the boat and drenches the person who's sitting in the front row on the far right, which was me.
Yeah. Oh, great. Great. Yeah.
However, and for some reason we made that like the second to last ride of the day. I don't know why, because it meant that I rode in the rental, you know, drove the rental car with kind of soaked. But here's the thing. You get your great Harry Potter ride. You've got a really good Mummy ride that's kind of like, I'd say on the level of Space Mountain, but adds one really cool aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. Is this the Tom Cruise Mummy or the...
This is the Brendan Fraser mummy. However, as you're getting off the ride, they have pictures of the Tom Cruise Mummy stills up there. So,
does it say, please see our movie because it didn't do very well?
Okay. It doesn't, but it should.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got all those great rides, right? And every single one of them, and you, like I said, you expect it on Jurassic Park, but every single one of them has some sort of random water spit effect. Like you're going on Harry Potter and you're going through little Spiderville. Oh, spider spits on you for some reason. You go on the Simpsons ride, and guess what? Maggie freaking spits on you.
Great.
You go on the Mummy ride. I don't know why there was water on the Mummy ride. It's like dusty, old, bandagey. Where's water?
Yeah.
No water. You're in the desert.
Yeah. Mummy's one of the problems with the mummy is a distinct lack of water normally.
Right. Exactly.
That's really
weird. Nope. Sure enough, something squirted water on us in there. And before you guys all in the chat room say, maybe it wasn't the ride, Brian. They were all coming from the ride. It's just ridiculous. Like, we were getting on a ride, and it's like, I wonder what the spinning effect. It was to the point where we had to ride a big escalator to get down to some of the rides. And I'm like, all right, Tristan, let's see if we can figure out where the water spray is going to come from on the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rides.
That's really weird. Why would they have so many with that? That's
I don't know.
That's a weird gimmick to keep using, you know.
Fast and the Furious, you're on the tram and something squirts water at you. They're like, you know, driving around. What is squirting water on you?
It's a ludicrous sweat.
It's Vin Diesel juice.
Ooh, diesel juice.
Diesel juice. If you say that three times, diesel juice will appear and
shoot bees out of his mouth. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you had fun over there. And I did want to ask you, was the Diagon Alley stuff or whatever the was that cool?
The whole Harry Potter area is absolutely amazing. Man, like, it is so well done. The Hogwarts Castle looks incredible. Butterbeer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new favorite thing to drink, and it's freaking butterbeer.
Yeah, I hear that's really good.
Yeah.
Is there a big animatronic Hagrid who says, "You're a wizard, Harry"?
If there is, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Like, even the little out of the way, you know, you can go down a little alley and go into Fuzzwinks or something like that. And even all that is just still completely in quote unquote character of the area. It's so well done.
Does everybody dress like, you know, wizarding school?
Yeah, I mean, everybody who goes there, it's funny, we were waiting in line and it's 80% of the people are in robes and things like that.
Yeah, that fandom is hardcore, man. There's no stopping the limits that Harry Potter fans will go to show their fandom. I think it's kind of awesome.
Totally true. And I don't think the ET ride exists anymore. I think that's something else now, because we did not see an ET ride, nor was there an ET ride promoted.
And would that be, who owns that? Is that a Universal? I don't know who owns that.
It's Universal.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess that was a Universal film.
Yeah.
It's not like Spielberg still has it with like DreamWorks or something like that. Like,
not to my knowledge, no. But yeah, it's, I'm trying to remember where that was in the park, but it's definitely, I'll bet it's replaced with Harry Potter stuff.
Anything broke down or crappy or?
No, I was amazed. It was everything was all working and great.
Well, this pleases me.
Oh, The Walking Dead. You walk through The Walking Dead thing, like they have a zombie. You walk through the hospital and then outside Atlanta, and there's a mix of animatronic zombies and real people zombies.
Oh, that sounds like the airport I went through. Joining us a little late, but never a dollar short, Brian Dunaway in his car. What's going on?
I need a dollar.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you got that mic right up in your beak.
Lower your microphone position. Yes. Lower closer to your chin.
There,
or actually go up,
yes,
to where you won't breathe,
yes,
on it.
There you go. Much better. Hey, it was no fun having one of our film sackers not there with us. That was the only bummer thing about the trip. Was it would have been really cool if all of Film Sack was there.
I agree. Oh, next time we'll do just that.
Okay, good. Man, you are really sky eye in the sky voice today. I love this. This is great.
Am I too loud?
Just move that just a tiny bit. Yeah. Okay.
Skype mobile app is the best.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a piece of shit. Hey, welcome back, Brian Dunaway. It's so good to have you here. As always, we've missed you terribly. I guess we've only
missed you guys too.
I guess we only missed one day, right? We missed Wednesday and then Film Sack.
We missed one Dunaway day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, two. That's a lot for us when you do this as many times as we do. That hurts.
I completely agree. Yeah. While I got to ask you a question, but while we do that, people call in 801-285-9395. You could win a prize today, or a prize package, that is, if you want to participate in today's trivia with Brian Dunaway. 801-285-9395. We already have a thing. All right, I'll ask you this question in a second. Let's see who this is. Hold on. It's coming. I can feel it. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is September, also known as 9 of 12.
Ah, 9 of 12. It's September, everybody. How are you?
Doing good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Remind us where you're from.
Are you?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Right above you, Brian.
North Carolina.
Yeah, just north of Brian.
Just
Dunaway.
North.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, Carolinas?
Yeah, go Panthers. How are the Panthers? Are the Panthers any good?
They managed to pull one out yesterday against the Falcons.
Okay, well, always pulling it out. Always be pulling. I get it. Hey, let's have a little. Yeah. Let's have a little game here. Yeah. The way this is going to work, Brian's going to explain it. That is to say, Ibit, and then we'll go from there. Brian, how's it work?
That's right, September. We're going to be asking Brian Dunaway a trivia question here in just a moment. The answer to that trivia question is a number. Brian is going to give his guess, and then we're going to turn to you and ask you if the correct answer is higher or lower than Brian Dunaway's guess. If you are correct today, you win a Matrix jigsaw puzzle and a copy and a copy of Offensive Combat Redux. Courtesy of Zachary as part of the Nerds Templar. You'll get a code to redeem that on Steam. It is Offensive Combat Redux.
Nice. Is it Redux? How do you say it? I guess it's Redux, right?
Redux.
Is it just Redux?
Redux?
Is it like the French thing? Redux?
French, yeah.
Freaking French bullshit. Who knows, man? Those guys are their French words.
Hey, Redux.
So let's, wait, Patrick's here.
Or ho ho ho.
See, there's your French right there. Ho ho ho.
Perfect.
It's not about perfect assholes, really.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Wow. It sounded like the panel, except you said that.
Yeah. Like
Bastion has a cock.
Oh, great. All right. Even better.
Yeah, that was quite the moment.
Yeah, it was a great moment. Let's dive in here. What's our topic today?
Our topic today, very appropriately, is BlizzCon.
Oh, well, that's kind of perfect, isn't it?
You know, it's not perfect. I didn't go to BlizzCon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were not there.
Right. I guess this really is stumped on a way.
Yeah.
You were not present, but that's all right. That's all right. We're not going to ask you about this last weekend's BlizzCon, so that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to ask you some historical questions like this one. The first BlizzCon took place in 2005. What was the attendance for this event? Now, I'll give you just a little bit of history. Yesterday or this last weekend, it was over 30,000. So that will maybe give you an idea of where things were possibly back in 2005.
12 years prior.
Yeah. Oh, it's been, geez, that's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy. And keep in mind also this year they opened a brand new hall. So the North Hall is now part of BlizzCon, which was just built, and that added to it, but I won't tell you how much. So there's your range. Just know that at some point, I'll just say this. It's lower than 30, but you got to come closer than that.
Lower than 30 what? People?
30,000. Lower than 30,000.
Oh. Well, of course. This was 2005. Who of us would have went out to BlizzCon in 2005? I mean,
people were hardcore, man. They loved that stuff. Yeah. They were out there and force.
This was about the time I started playing. I started playing right around the time of the release of Burning Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, people were big into it, but we were still just, you know, breaking like a million users. So, I mean, percentage-wise, it's not going to be nowhere near that.
Mm.
So, I'm going to go with a number much lower than 30,000.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to go with attendance to the first BlizzCon, 1,252 people.
1,252. Brian Ibbett, is that correct?
1,252 people is incorrect. September is the correct answer, higher or lower than 1,252.
Oh, I've been racking my brain because I think Mike Norheim mentioned it in the opening ceremony.
Yeah, I think
really?
I think he did too.
I don't remember the number.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about how much it grew.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm going to say... I think he's really close. Higher
than 1,252. All right. Well, let's find out if that is indeed matching with our reality that we live in now.
Brian Dunaway seems to think it's higher, just judging by the gesture he's making on the.
Yeah, he's putting his.
Oh, this gesture?
Or he's hitching a ride.
Well, he's making a fish. Or he's trying to flip us off and just can't manage it. here's the whether you want or not. Oh, that didn't. Something's. Hold on. Let's try that one more time.
Congratulations.
Oh, you totally did.
You're
win.
A winner.
Oh, congratulations. You are the big winner today, and rightly so. I feel like you earned it. Well
totally
done.
Did.
Brian Dunaway was way off. 8,000 is the number. 8,000 people.
Wow.
He clearly was not prepared.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for that. That was much higher than I thought.
Still a very popular sort of attendance. This is back year two of World of Warcraft. Burning Crusade would show up in 2007, about a year and a half later. So I think the third con announced Burning Crusade, and then it was all crap from there, because look, it was all World of Warcraft in the beginning. Now they got like six games, and they didn't even have room for Diablo. It's just crazy now. Oh no, actually it says here that Burning Crusade was announced that year. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Anyway, congratulations. Brian will get that stuff out to you in September, but what you have to do is send him an email at coverville@gmail.com. He'll get that out to you ASAP. Congratulations and well done. I think she was assembling like a erector set that whole time.
She was putting together a Billy bookcase from IKEA. I think was what was going on there.
Look at that thumb.
Do you guys have hitchhiker's thumb I do? Like, no. it's really good for mashing bugs. Guy kind of has a hitchhiker's thumb.
Yeah, the line is
this is bug mashing, man. Just like, come here and smash that bug for me. All right.
I know. Yeah. Now the pad of my thumb is a 45 degree angle. Yours are practically parallel to your hand.
My daughter can make her thumb, not even by using the other hand, she can make it bend almost all the way back. And if she taps it, she can just touch it. She's weird. I don't know how she does that.
That's grody.
Yeah, it's pretty grody. The Brian Dunaway on Twitter. You have anything you'd like to tell us? Yes.
Yeah, you said you had a question before we started this. Have you forgotten it?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Was there anything announced at BlizzCon that grabbed you and made you go, I'm just going to play that tomorrow as soon as I get my hands on it?
Yeah, first, before you even answer that, what do you normally play that's made by Blizzard? Play any Blizzard games?
Absolutely, I play Overwatch, but since I didn't get to go, I sat around and sulked and didn't watch the show, so I don't know what's coming out.
Great.
Protest. Well,
yeah, go watch some of the videos.
Oh, sorry about that.
You gotta watch those. You gotta watch all the trailers and stuff. This stuff's incredible this year. It was so good.
I am gonna watch it. I'm planning on trying to watch it today before the Boop Show. Are we doing the Boop Show today, Scott?
Yes, we are. Today at 3:30 Mountain Time. That's 5:30 Eastern. Brian and I live right here, like we were a week ago. And we'll talk about BlizzCon among the other headlines in gaming and all of that. Brian Dunaway, take it easy, have fun, and bye. All right. Hey, we got 10 minutes. I bet I can get a news story in. What do you think of that? You think that's possible? I do. I think so.
Oh, yeah. Before I do that, though, I want to recommend people, once again, check out Greats, Brooklyn's first sneaker company. This episode is brought to you by the all-time Greats sneakers. Classic, stylish, comfortable sneakers sold at a great price. I am once again wearing a pair right now. I love them. They are suitable for any occasion. They have versatile styles, lots of different colors, wide selection of men's and women's shoes. Their bestsellers include the all-leather Royale, which I'm wearing, the lace-up, and the Wooster slip-on, perfect for those long lines in the TSA. I really like these shoes a lot, and now that I've had them for a while, I can tell you they've held up to some pretty good me walking around in them punishment. Walk the dog a couple of miles, this morning, in fact, and that was a comfortable walk. I loved it. Anyway, I have lots of great styles to check out at greats.com. You can try out the kind I got or the kind Brian got, or pick something all new for yourself. Here's the deal. We want to save you 15% on your order when you use the code TMS. So go to greats.com. That's greats.com. And be sure to enter the code TMS to check out for 15% off your order. They believe so much in their shoes, they'll offer you a no-risk return and exchange policy to guarantee that you get the right fit and style you love. That's greats.com and use the offer code TMS to save 15%. It's the news, and it's brought to you by
Scott, where is all that BlizzCon content?
If you are a subscriber to the Instance podcast, the audio version of our panel is now up. I put it up last night. There is also on the Core podcast an interview we did with Claudio, a developer on the Heroes team. That's up on the Core podcast. All of this can be found at frogpants.com. There's still also more to come. We did some pre-show content Thursday that I'll get up on the feeds. And then this week, brand new shows to sort of look at all the stuff we learned about and heard. So check that out. And a little bit on the Boop Show.
I'm so excited, man. The you know, I'm so getting into Hearthstone lately, getting back into Hearthstone, and I'm just loving the new dungeon run. Did you get a chance to play any of that?
I never got a chance to demo it, but I will tell you that that is, it's like it was made for me. I want that mode so bad. I cannot wait for it. Like, I'm so stoked. When is it, did they give dates? I never heard it.
It's going to be December when Dungeon Run and Kobolds and Catacombs.
That's great to hear. That's not too far. So I'm all up in on that. That is literally going to drag me back into Hearthstone. So very excited about it.
Sure.
Sean, I'll rip through some of these here. Sean Combs changed his name again. It's now Brother Love. So, you know.
which is crazy because, and then I know that the article says this, but there's not just another person named Brother Love. There's another musician named Brother Love that was big in podcasting in the early days. And he was like the headliner concert at Ontario a couple of years, in those first New Media Expos.
Feels like you should be able to say, sorry, P, whatever you're going by now, you can't take my name. It's a little weird.
It is really weird. Yeah. It's not cool. Yeah. Not cool.
Others have pointed that out to him, that Brother Love already exists. Combs will change the name again, probably at some point. People are calling him Love right now for short. So, P-Love, that's what they should have said.
Oh, did he?
They should have said P-Love, which is a very dirty, kinky thing. Okay?
Yes, this is true.
A guy died because he got cooked in a giant wok. There's a thing.
Oh! Okay.
he's a Malaysian Taoist. Taoist, is that how you say that? I know Taoist. Wouldn't you say that?
Taoist. I don't know if you do the Taoist.
Is it D?
For that.
I don't actually know how to pronounce that.
I don't think so. No, I think if it's a T, it's Tao.
He's a medium, so he can talk to the dead and stuff. And he was doing a human steaming ritual where he gets inside of a giant wok and you cover it with a big lid. He's 68 years old. He suffered a heart attack and burns resulting from an elaborate ceremony performed during the Nine Emperor Gods Festival at the Chinese temple. They said that they heard banging coming from the metal lid about a half hour into the deal. When they opened it.
He's in there for half an hour?
Yeah. When they opened it up, he was already unconscious and was pronounced dead on the scene. So,
oh, jeez.
That's a quickie for you there, folks. Hope you enjoyed that.
Oh.
Why would you do it, though?
I don't know, exactly.
Why would you put yourself in a freaking wok and cook yourself?
Hour.
Yeah. This is the worst Korean barbecue place I ever went to.
Malaysian barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Paris opens an all-nude restaurant. I don't know how Patrick feels about this. I should have asked him when we were there, but country known for its...
sounds familiar, like we talked about this, because I made the joke about somebody's baguette.
Wow, did you? Did we talk about this before?
I thought I did, but maybe not.
Maybe it got approved or something.
Yeah.
It's called Au Naturel, for real. That's what they called it.
Of course.
The restaurant opened to the public on Friday after a successful private dinner reserved exclusively for the Paris Naturalist Association on Thursday. Tonight, we only had the members of the Paris Natural Institute or Association, manager Mike and Stephanie Sada told Le Parisien. They've supported us from the beginning. Maybe they need some support, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the stuff that's hanging.
They're fruits. And finally, a 420... I can't miss this story.
The fact that the headline is all caps.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was on the site that way, but it was so appropriate. I wasn't gonna lowercase that.
You've got it. Yeah.
Here you go. 425-pound teacher has been suspended for sitting on a student's head and farting in his mouth.
Wow.
A Des Moines, Iowa teacher in Kensington Elementary School. Elementary. Jeez. If it was high school, I could kind of get it. I don't know why, but it seems worse if it's elementary. Has been suspended from her functions as a teacher for allegedly sitting on a student's head and farting in his mouth, leaving him gasping for air. 34-year-old teacher Anne Margaret DeVille, you're a mean one.
I was going to say, forever known as Cruella.
Yeah, no kidding. I did the wrong. Mr. Grinch
thing. Thing.
Yeah, it didn't work out very well. Anyway, apparently she wanted to teach a student a valuable lesson after the young man allegedly made a public comment on her ugly fat ass, unquote.
Scott, I'm going to have to interrupt you.
Uh-oh. Do we have an update?
Somebody posted the Snopes link.
Damn
fact
it!
Check.
Damn it!
This is fake news.
I hate fake news. How did I get taken by this one? A fan sent this in. You guys got to stop sending me these.
Did this come from World Daily News Report? It did come from World Daily News Report.
How do I not have them just like straight up blocked? We've done this guys before. All right. Yeah. Oh, and that photo. You know what that site needs to do?
Die.
Okay, yes, that. That's what that's what they need to do. All right, well, there's that story. Yes. A fake story for everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
Sorry. I hate to, fart on your parade. The first clue is that elementary school children's heads won't support 425 pounds.
That's probably a pretty good clue. And
200 pounds of pressure max, but not 425.
Also, I've never met a kid that age who says you have an ugly fat ass. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Oh, really? That part doesn't surprise me.
Like a fourth grader or something? I don't know, man. That seems... I don't know. My elementary school was an innocent, happy, flowery place.
Apparently.
Where nobody talked about anyone's bums. We're going to take a break. When we come back, major spoilers, Trek Nerd and all that business. We also have a mashup today, so looking forward to that. We'll be back in a sec, but before that, a song that hopefully YouTube won't give me a strike for playing on the show. Brian, what'd you bring?
Jeez, no kidding, right? Yeah. Well, and now I'm running into an issue getting my notes up for this. The performer is Belarus. Brand new album coming out called Wild and Free. And that's the information that I've got in front of me because it's not updating with the band info notes that I have. Mm, dang it.
That's no good.
And even a refresh on the page. Oh, here we go. All right. So Belarus is an American electro soul singer songwriter from the beautiful southern city of Atlanta, Georgia. It's very electronic-y, cool, like phases and stuff like that. Totally digging this. Mm. Here it is right here. From her brand new album, Wild and Free, here's Belarus, and the song is called You and Me.
As I mentioned it at the top of the show, and I'd like to tell you again, this episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Learning, now featuring lynda.com content. That's right, the leader in online learning for the past 20 years. Man, this stuff is so good.
that's for problem solvers, for go-getters, for people who want to make moves in their career. You freelancer like me, there's something in here for you, I promise. Maybe you want to improve your productivity, get better at time management, or lead efficient meetings. Those don't happen very often, do they? Everything you need to achieve is right here in LinkedIn Learning. If you're looking to lead a more productive and efficient life, they have courses on overcoming procrastination, time management foundations, and personal effectiveness. They also offer quick tip courses for software like Outlook, Excel, QuickBooks, that kind of stuff. Help you boost your productivity. And they got courses for all experience levels, doesn't matter who you are. Covering a wide range of technical skills, creative techniques, business strategies, and more. And with one of these memberships, you can quickly learn the right video course for you or find the right video course for you and pull it from their extensive library. There's so much to pull from there. I went in there looking just for like rad Adobe product tutorial type stuff, learning experiences for whether it be something like Photoshop or Illustrator, Premiere, whatever. I'm a CC subscriber, so it makes sense that is where some of the stuff I would want to look at. And sure enough, tons of it. And it's really good. In fact, I might even learn After Effects after all these years, thanks to LinkedIn Learning. Use product files and quizzes to validate your learning. Learn at your own pace. Use the method you prefer. It's all good. There are no hidden charges or upsells, by the way. Access all the courses you want, all for one monthly price. Available worldwide, not just here in the States. You can be anywhere. Learn from anywhere in the world with your computer, tablet, or mobile device. We've got a special deal for you. You can get 30 days free with LinkedIn Learning today by visiting linkedin.com/TMS. That's linkedin.com/TMS. Put that TMS in all lowercase, by the way. We thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Remember, when you support our sponsors, you make this podcast possible. LinkedIn Learning. It's at linkedin.com/TMS.
Joe Parker, Johnny, Surety Mutual.
Oh, hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
A gorgeous doll named Dolly McLean. Remember?
Sure. The Champagne Dream Girl.
Yeah.
Dancing darling of the Roaring Twenties. Finally married Barnaby Cronin, didn't she?
Right. And for a wedding present, he bought her the Circle of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Opioids.
Those bastards are turning back! This is the Morning Stream.
Okay, we're back, everybody. Oh, my vocal cords hurt. They actually hurt.
Aww.
What do you do when that happens? Anyone have any homemade remedies for that?
Honey, tea with honey and lemon seems to be the recommendation.
All it is when I
talk. Or whiskey if you do whiskey, but you don't do whiskey, so well, I'd say tea with.
Maybe I'll finally get into whiskey because it'll fix my vocal cords.
There you go. Perfect.
This happened at Nerdtacular, too.
Good time to take up drinking.
Yeah, exactly. It happened in Nerdtacular for like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. I would have this weird pain in my vocal cords. So I feel like I needed to just, you know, maybe I need to get my tonsils out. That'd suck. I don't want that.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, yeah, how old am I now? I'm too old for that. I don't want that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm gonna do a thing now that's not gonna surprise anybody, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna add Stephen Schleicher to the call.
What? No way.
Look, Brian, I should have warned you before the show. I feel badly that you didn't know, but it's happening now, whether you like it or not. Stephen's joining us, and it's gonna sound a little like this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. The one, the only. The Stephen Schleicher. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Hey, you dabble in the Blizzard games occasionally. What'd you think of the event there?
Well, you know, I haven't played Warcraft in about 10 years, and apparently I'll be able to jump right back in with Warcraft Classic and pick right up where I left off.
Oh, and the vanilla servers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you want that, it's going to be there for you. We don't have a ton of details on that.
Yeah, they said they were working on the servers, and it's going to be a while before those get built up.
Yeah, they purposely did that. Here's what I believe very strongly, and I'll go into this in great detail on Friday's show, but I believe that people think they want this, but once they get in, they'll go, oh, I didn't really want this.
I always get excited about BlizzCon.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, man, I should get back into Warcraft. And I'm like, I don't have time to get back into Warcraft.
Yeah. And they just
so I'll sit down and occasionally I'll play some Overwatch.
Sure. Overwatch is great for that because you can get your Hearthstone, Overwatch, and even Heroes. They're great for like quick minutes of time. You know, you don't have a whole all day to do it. While you still kind of want to have that commitment, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a different, I don't know. I think gaming has evolved. I think it's obvious that it's evolved and Blizzard is having to evolve with it, but thank goodness it's still there. It's always there.
If I wasn't doing all the things that I was doing,
yeah,
I would probably still be up until 3 o'clock in the morning playing Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome back anytime. Come on in.
Well, when I first started playing, that's what I'd do. I'd stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning and then I'd be dead the next day.
Yeah.
Well, right.
We'd like you to be alive on all days.
We do. It's so true. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Stephen Schleicher is, of course, the curator of MajorSpoilers.com. He comes on the show. We talk on Mondays about what's going on in pop culture, comics, movies, and that sort of thing. How did Thor do over the weekend?
It did fantastic, proving once again that Matt Damon knows how to bring people into the theaters.
Oh.
$121 million just here in North America.
Matt Damon.
Wow.
Why Matt Damon?
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys didn't get to see it because you were too busy at BlizzCon. Sorry.
Oh.
What? Is that a surprise? Is that a secret?
Is that a thing I don't know about?
Yeah, Matt Damon makes a cameo appearance in the movie.
Oh.
Damn it.
All right.
You're such a major spoiler.
Believe me, when it happens, you're going to go, is that? Holy crap. That's really? Huh. And it's not like, it's like, so obviously Stan Lee makes an appearance in the movie.
Well,
of course,
yeah,
he has to. That's a rule.
Yeah.
And so when Matt Damon and two other very famous actors appear, you're kind of taken aback for a moment. And then all of a sudden, the audience just starts erupting with laughter.
Hmm. Well, okay. So it's an effective use of Matt Damon's time.
Oh, yeah. And it's totally right up front. It's not like a big key to the story or anything like that. But,
sure.
But be on the watch out for famous faces in the Thor Ragnarok movie.
I'm seeing it Tuesday night.
It was really good. I was surprised. And I think that it kind of ties in with, you know, we see that Spider-Man Homecoming had a lot of humor in it. Thor Ragnarok has a lot of humor in it.
That's what people are saying. That, you know, I was surprised to see with as funny as Guardians of the Galaxy was and Guardians of the Galaxy 2 as well, I've been really surprised to see how much people are saying, Thor Ragnarok is the funniest Marvel film made. Like, really? Wow. Okay, that
doesn't surprise me knowing the director. I mean, I don't know why else they would have hired him because that's all he does is funny things. And so
he also appears in the movie, but I'm not going to tell you where.
Oh, I know who he is.
Okay.
It's more of a voice thing though, right?
It's and it's really good because the whole time I'm sitting there going, wait, is that who I think it is?
Yeah. And I love that he's doing his straight up like Kiwi accent thing. And it's so good. Well, I'm going to see it tomorrow. We'll certainly have a review soon here on the show, but I'm glad to hear you liked it. And
definitely. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah. What does it mean for the Thor? Like, I understand its connection to all the other movies and that Thor is part of those too and any Avengers things he'll be a part of. But do you think it pushes Thor any further down the road? Like, recovers from, you know, 2 is a fine film. There's nothing real special about it though. Like, does it?
No, it's definitely better than the second film.
Yeah.
And I think what we're starting to see is some closure on, you know, the first 20 movies that have come out from Marvel Studios in this realm, because this definitely has an ending to it that you're like, wow, that is a big change. Mm. And there that has repercussions going forward. And depending on how the Avengers Infinity War comes out, it could be a real closure for them to either reboot characters, to recast actors, to do a whole bunch of things that can continue the franchise well into the future. But, you know, if things just wrap up with Infinity War and there's no more Marvel heroes, they will have told a fantastic story. And this is kind of that first paragraph of the final chapter of the book, I think, in how this movie ends.
Would I be correct in assuming that Kate Blanchett is as awesome as I think she is as a villain?
She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although there's an annoying thing that her character does.
Okay.
That I found very annoying throughout the film. And as soon as you see it, you'll go, oh yeah, that they should have just done that once and stopped.
Mm. Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. All
right. And they do that sometimes in these movies, you know, like they do dumb stuff. Well, I really like her. And so I'm always interested if she's, you know, if it pays off to have Kate Blanchett in your movie. And so far it's pretty much 100% of the time.
I will say this, if you are a fan of Baroque art,
yeah,
there are moments in this movie, and you see it a little bit in the trailers, there are just things that look like they are paintings come to life.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
They're just like, cool. Holy cow, look at how they did that. and how fantastic it looks.
It,
and then
it looks like it's a beautiful movie for sure.
It is. Yeah. It's very nice.
Mm. All right. Well, you've convinced me. I guess I'll see Thor.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to bet that it will bounce up even higher over the next couple of days. I think they said something like 400 million in worldwide is in this first week. So it's going to keep climbing. I think more people are going to go see it because there's so much humor in it. And I think right now a lot of people are looking for humor and not so much dark and gritty.
By Friday or so, maybe even into Saturday, it was still sitting atop the highest, or the best reviewed Rotten Tomatoes Marvel film of any of them. But then just slipped behind Iron Man, I guess. So now Iron Man's like 94, it's at 93. But number two, that's pretty damn good.
Unless you're sitting on an airplane.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Then number two, not so good.
No, not so good. Just go a whole bunch before you get in that plane. That's my advice. What else? Let's see here. Oh, Marvel's Runaway drops in November. This is the show, though, right?
Is the TV show on Hulu. Mm. The new trailer came out, and for people that were wondering, hey, is that dinosaur going to show up in this TV show? The trailer basically says, yes, there's a dinosaur.
Old Lace. Yeah.
Old Lace will show up in this show.
That's crazy.
So, it looks really good. And this
is the Brian K. Vaughan deal, right? This is his original story.
This is the adaptation of that they're, finally found a home. At one point, it was supposed to be on Netflix. Then it bounced around and finally it lands on Hulu, and it's coming out on the 21st, Thanksgiving week. So if you're looking for something to do once you've done fighting with your family, you can go see more families fight in the form of The Runaways, which, if you don't know the story, it's about a group of teenagers who discover that their parents are supervillains.
Yeah.
And then they go on the run, hence the name The Runaways. And if you ever wonder why there were never a whole bunch of superheroes stories taking place on the West Coast, it's because the parents, in the comic books at least, the parents they had some kind of field, or they were doing something that kept the heroes out of the West Coast.
Mm, interesting. So, okay.
It's a really great series. If you read the first series, it's just a stellar knockout.
It's really good. Yeah. The initial graphic novel that collects like the first six issues or something. Totally worth picking up. Mm-hmm. It's a great story arc and a great introduction to the...
Yeah. Brian K. Vaughan does no wrong in my book. Everything he writes, I end up loving. I'm real curious, though. Okay, so Steven, here's a big question of the day.
Okay.
Do you think it's possible we ever get, and it could be on HBO or Showtime or something like that, so that you don't have to worry about content or whatever, but do you think we ever get Saga in a serialized
visual form?
Yeah.
That would be super, super interesting. And I think if anybody were to nab it, it would have to probably be a Showtime would probably have to pick that up.
Yeah, Showtime.
I haven't heard anything. I really haven't heard anything about what's going on with that.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I think it's a very strange thing, but it's also weirdly relatable. Like in many ways, it's like adult Star Wars, kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's
very adult.
Yeah, very adult. And I would be all up on a show like that. I love that series so much. I love it still.
That was really good.
I really don't see someone like HBO picking it up, although they could. But, I mean, they're winning something. I think they've blown their budget on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones budget. Their Westworld budget's pretty high. Like, they probably aren't in the market for another big, budgety, weird, may-not-pay-off sci-fi thing.
Showtime had Penny Dreadful, which was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they might, I mean, if we were looking at a paid cable channel, they would probably be interested in something.
They
like,
could be the one to get away with something like that. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What happened to Penny Dreadful? It went away too quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it went three seasons and then it's over and now continues in comic book form. Yeah.
It was really
good.
So
if you want to see that, and it's in the comic is, I think, overseen or written by the creators of the TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So you can go see that. I think the first trade paperback arrives this week in stores. Mm. So you can go check that out. That's from Titan Publishing, or Titan Comics is the one that releases that.
Did that start out as a comic first or a show first? And then the
comic? No, show first.
Okay. I remember just being bummed out. I was like, why are you guys canceling? It seemed like it was probably pretty high budget and audience super niche. And I'd worry about Saga in that regard. You know, because it's pretty niche-y, pretty weird.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have, wherever it lands, if it lands somewhere, it's not going to have the following that I know you want it to have. It's just not that big of a deal. I mean, it's won awards.
Sure.
It's a fantastic story. It's got great creatives behind it. But if you were to just ask people, hey, would you rather see Thor or would you rather see something called Saga? People would say, oh, yeah, Thor.
Yeah. I can see that. I just like when they take...
Plus, Saga sounds like it's really long.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
But it's got so much great humor and so much great. Yeah. It'd be so good. And they would have to have Fiona Staples help with art direction.
Stop I just doing the art.
She'd yeah, have right. to because that stuff is so visual. Oh my gosh, it's so good. All right. Well, that's about it. Do you have high hopes for The Runaways as far as adaptations go? Do you feel good about it?
I don't know. The kids, the actors in this piece look almost spot on for their mm-hmm. comic book counterparts. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of Hollywoodization going on with body types, but you know, I think I have some high hopes for it. I really hope that this knocks it out of the park and shows that, you know, your Marvel stuff doesn't have to be on Netflix. It doesn't have to be on the big screen, that you can have Hulu do stuff. And that gives you hope for the upcoming Cloak and Dagger TV series that's coming on. What the heck? On, I forget what Freeform, network that's on. Right? Freeform, the Freeform. ABC Family show, right?
I don't know. What to
I think
make
it used to
that.
Be. I think Freeform used to be ABC Family.
It did used to be ABC Family. Yeah. I mean, you know, The Gifted's great. And if they can mm-hmm. capture some of that magic for these other kind of tangential stories that don't necessarily feature the big characters, then I think it'll be great.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how that all pans out. Of course, all of this will end up being covered in some way, shape, or form on the majorspoilers.com site and often on the Major Spoilers podcast. Steven, anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, this week we launched our newest game on Critical Hit, the Critical Hit podcast. We're playing Urban Shadows, which is a dark fantasy political intrigue type joint. And we kicked that off this week. It's titled The Haze of Shadows. And it's based right here in Hayes, Kansas, is where we're setting our story. And we're doing some character creation for the first couple of episodes, but the feedback for the first episode seems to be very positive. So if you've ever wondered what a Powered by the Apocalypse RPG game is like, Urban Shadows uses that system, and we're playing it for the next however long this particular game runs.
And it's set in Hayes. Wow.
Yeah, we actually set it in Hayes, Kansas.
The Haze of Shadows. The Haze, yes. Kansas.
That sounds like a cool, yes. I mean, that'd be a great place for an apocalyptic story. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's not necessarily apocalyptic, but it's definitely got your, you know, your vampires and your werewolves and your other things running around. So it's got some spookiness to
what
it.
What are you going to be? Are you like a, you got a...
I am, I play a professor. Mm-hmm. Ah, not deviating too far from reality.
No.
who deals in occult books.
Ooh.
And occult oddities.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. Are you like
it's the role Steven's born to play.
You're like the Professor X of this team, sounds like to me.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more nefarious.
All right. Ooh. Ooh. All right. Well, don't kill everybody is all I'm saying.
I will try not to.
Steven Schleicher, everybody.
The fact that Matt Damon's in Thor.
Yeah, no kidding. Find him at majorspoilers.com, majorspoilers on Twitter. Take it easy, dude. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was just lovely.
That was.
So now I have no idea what we're talking to Daryl about today. Was there an episode? I haven't seen anything.
Was an episode of Discovery, and there was an episode of Orville recently.
You see both of these?
I saw both things. Oh, good. I watched one from the hotel room, and I watched the other one when I got home last night.
You're freaking committed, man, is what you are.
I am.
All right, well, let's play this then, because that's how we do it.
Hello, and welcome to Universal Studios' Star Trek Adventure, courtesy of Paramount Pictures.
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hey, Daryl, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi, I made a new theme for you there, a little opener there for you.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Hey, good. Hey, so I'll ask you the question we've been asking everybody today in the BlizzCon spirit. Did anything happen from Blizzard that you would get back into playing more games with?
Well, I think I'm with Brian Dunaway. I've been under a rock lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay. Rocks are good. And also, I doubt it's you when I see it, but I often see your account logging into Overwatch. I assume that's your kids,
yes,
or something.
You too.
Yeah.
My son is completely insane with that game. I hear from people that have played him thinking it's me.
Yeah.
And they're all saying, oh, wow, you really crushed it. Wow.
You're
so
really
great.
So good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I figured it wasn't you because he did seem to be sort of rocking it. And not that you'd be bad, but, you know, I don't know you as a shooter player. It's not really a thing.
Sick burn, Scott.
Yeah,
sick burn.
Take that shade and move it somewhere else. Hey, well, anyway, let's get into it here. It's our Star Trek segment that we do every week in light of the fact that we're all enjoying a new Star Trek series as well as a fake one that just got renewed for season 2. That's actually big news, right? We got season 2 of The Orville coming, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that good? You feel like it's deserved?
Oh, yeah. The last episode I really, really liked. It didn't even have that much funny stuff. I thought it was great.
Mm. And again, it could have easily been, and maybe has been, a TNG episode. But you could totally see Dr. Crusher and Data in that situation.
Mm. Did it inform your opinion of the show at all that the what's his name's going through this Kevin Spacey mess? Did any of that bother you? I mean, not bother you, but is it something where he gets on screen and you're like thinking about Kevin Spacey and what a giant dick he turns out to be?
Oh, no, not really.
Yeah, good. That's good. I want this guy to be able to do his career and not let creepy Kevin Spacey from the 90s define who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope he continues to get rave reviews for his role here and in other things. So that's
good.
Yeah,
I think he will.
That's good. Mm-hmm. There was another kid too. Someone who was 18 at the time. Now that's coming out.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Is that the young director or something? No, I guess it couldn't have been. But there was another like a young director that worked with Kevin Spacey that had come out and Kevin Spacey had been inappropriate with him. So
great.
I don't know the story behind that one.
Son of actor Richard Dreyfuss is also saying that. Is that who that is? Let's see. Oh, there's more. Oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of these. Yeah, this all seems bad for him. This all seems mm-hmm. like bad times mm-hmm. for Kevin Spacey. So he shouldn't have been doing those things, is my thinking. You know what bugs
I
me,
think
though?
You're right. That's a way to go out on a limb there with that. And
yeah, yeah. I really wanted to stretch and make a strong opinion about the sexual harassment / assault of terrible people.
And that's the last time I'm going to see the usual suspects.
That's right. Never again. Kaiser Never Sose again. Is someone else
I
now.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat. This song is going out to my son Cole.
There you go, nailed it. So
my horrible Richard Dreyfuss impersonation.
Thank really, you really bad. Really
check
bad.
That space on your bingo card.
Yeah, that spacey on your bingo card. Hey, Daryl. So what else? Good episodes. Then anything else you want to tell us about today?
Oh, why yes. On November 20th, work on Discovery Season 2 begins.
That's early. They well, not probably
start
not early. It's probably on time.
Thinking of episodes and creating stuff.
Cool.
Do you?
But the only.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear what you're going to say.
What a Seattle thing. Oh, no, you. They'll be working on these shows starting soon, but they may not. We may not even see them till 2019.
Oh, shit. Why, I don't understand that. Wow. I don't understand why they would want to. It seems like the kind of thing you want to keep your rhythm going, man. You want to.
For sure. And especially when it's a rhythm that people are paying for month by month. You know, if this was network television, you'd say, oh, okay, cool. We won't get that until 2019. Great. Well, can't wait to watch it. But when you're reminded every month that, wait a minute, I'm paying for CBS Access, All Access. There's nothing else on here I want to watch. I guess I'm just going to turn it off until 2019. Thanks.
Yeah, I think most people will do that, too.
Yeah.
Brian Nibbett, what would Gene Roddenberry say if he heard about the delay? What would he say?
He'd say, this interruption of... gotta get enough wet in my whistle to make it really sing here. Say, this interruption of CBS All Access is brought to you by Paramount Pictures.
I love that. You know what's really making this impression is the space you put between the breathing. Like, right. Like you can't finish a word without a breath.
My name is Gene Roddenberry, and you're at the Star Trek Experience, courtesy of Paramount Pictures.
It's so good. I freaking love it. All right. Sorry. I wanted to get one of those in. Sorry. Daryl, you were on to something else, and I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Oh, what was it? I have no clue.
I don't
what's either. That? What's that show? The underside? The upside down?
Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stranger Things, there's only 9 episodes in a season.
Yeah.
Yes.
That can be watched in 3 days, and then what do you do for the rest of the year? You just forget about it.
Well, but they'd had them year over year. So you got Stranger Things last year, and it was a huge hit, and you got a season the very next year. I think that's totally fine.
And there's more on Netflix than there is on CBS All Access. Like, it's you don't just buy Netflix for Stranger Things. You buy it for Stranger Things and Kimmy Schmidt and Orange is the New Black and
a million
other
things.
All that great stuff that's on there.
The new
CBS Access you buy, and it's like, okay, there's the last episode of Discovery. See you in 2019.
Yeah. People still haven't seen that Mindhunter. You got to watch that. That's freaking...
We actually finished... Stranger Things last night. It was the other thing we watched. We watched Discovery, Walking Dead, and Stranger Things last night when I got home.
I still haven't seen it. Is it good? How was season two? Do you like it?
Fantastic. I really enjoyed it. There's some people, you know, who are fans of it. There's some people who are not fans of it. I enjoyed it, and I love how quickly it goes from being Spielbergian to being John Hughesian.
Oh, I like some John Hughesians. I like
that. Oh, yeah, it does.
I always want to say her name's Deborah Winger. That's not who I'm thinking of. Who's the...
Winona Ryder. Winona Ringer.
No. Who's in Big with Tom Hanks?
Oh, Elizabeth Perkins.
Okay, Elizabeth Perkins is the spitting image of 11 with that hair she
has. An older 11. Yeah, totally.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
She's just that like is her. Weird. I never made that connection.
Yeah, just like her. Oh, yeah. And how... Has anyone seen Young Sheldon chat room? I hear it's garbage.
Oh, no, that's not sadly what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Young Sheldon is doing great.
Really? Like,
not just that it's doing great, but that the critics are enjoying it.
Really?
Like, what does it have on Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm going to look here.
It surprised the heck out of me when I saw I think Entertainment Weekly saying, and here's the thing we didn't expect, Young Sheldon is actually good.
Because people were really... slamming that before it happened. Here it is. 76% is really good for a TV show.
Isn't that insane?
I don't even know what to think. Up is down, right, left is right. Daryl is a lady. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think.
Like, it's got the same Rotten Tomatoes score as Curb Your Enthusiasm season 9, which also has been fantastic.
I don't...
Like, how does that work?
I don't know what to think. I mean, it's obviously... It's not a laugh track show, though, right? It's more like a Arrested Development style comedy.
I don't know. I can't bring myself to watch an episode.
I know. I can't either, but now maybe I can if it's good. I don't know what this... All right.
Is Curb Your Enthusiasm scripted now, or is it still the... Make it as you go.
It's still improv.
It still feels, still feels
improv. Good.
I assume it's improv. Why is Rotten Tomatoes so slow? Is anyone else having trouble getting there?
Yeah.
Terrible time getting on Rotten Tomatoes. I think there's something going on.
Stranger Things, 94%. The Good Place, which is fantastic. I don't know if you're watching it, but
really
I think you
good.
Can catch up on Hulu. Ted Danson and...
Veronica Mars, what's her name?
Elsa from Frozen, yeah.
She's great.
Anyway. She was great.
No, that show's really good. Kim and I started watching that, and it's way better than it has any right to be.
Yeah,
it feels like those guys have figured out a way to make what Quantum Leap type shows used to be for us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like that weird bit of fantasy.
Kristen Bell, that's right.
Kristen Bell, yeah. Weird bit of fantasy in there, and they somehow make it work. It's kind of impressive. She's still married to that weird looking guy from Idiocracy.
Jax,
or Dax Shepard.
Jackson Daxter.
Jackson
she's
Daxter.
Married to Jackson Daxter.
Yeah, Dax Shepard. Yeah,
I think so. Right. Yeah, I get those two confused with Chris Pratt and Anna Faris as far as their are they or are they not together status.
Yeah, I think they're still together. I think they're the real
deal.
Yeah,
they are still together.
They're the real deal. You'd have to be the real deal to marry that guy because he has the face of a wet shoe.
Yeah, anyway. But he's a daredevil. He like races motorcycles and he jumps motorcycles and he's, super cool. And
I didn't know that. Does he do that?
And he does do that. Okay. And when you come to his door, he says, go away, Baton.
Yeah, Baton. Oh, he was great in that.
He was great.
Anyway, Star Trek. Other Star Trek-y things you want to say, Daryl, before we go?
Oh, here? Well, there's some new news that just came out this morning.
Yeah.
Anovos, who make wonderful prop replicas. They're just like the studio stuff. They make uniforms and props.
Yeah.
They just came out with I thought this was not coming out for another year, but they're coming out with the phaser from Discovery.
Oh cool. Look at this. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And... you can't, if you get in immediately, like they're only doing 50 units.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get in quick before November 15th or before those 50 are sold, you can get one delivered in December year.
Is anyone finding that the entire internet isn't working except for Twitch and us right now?
No, it's working. That Anovos was working okay for me now.
I can't get to the Nerdist article that talks about it.
It's cool. I didn't realize. Wow, these uniforms look great too. They better for $500-$600, but they look really, really good.
They're indistinguishable from if you walked in the studio and
Right.
Pulled on somebody's uniform would be the same thing.
I think there's some Amazon outages or something today, because others in the chat room are having the same problem.
Yeah, there's a few people in the chat room.
But this is like the fifth or sixth major website. Like, I can't get to The Guardian. I can't get to Rotten Tomatoes. I can't get to NYCC.com. Like, all this stuff's just...
All right, here's the problem. My Echo Dot is unplugged. Sorry, I'll plug it back in. You guys can get back on the internet.
So
sorry.
You can say... Oh, have you noticed, by the way, the commercials for the Echo? They'll say her name.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't trigger yours.
But it'll sound weird. It'll be like them going, okay.
Echoey. Like...
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I did notice that.
And one of them does make her turn on, but she doesn't say anything. She just turns her right back off. So I don't know if it's like programmed to hear that voice or something, but I'm super curious about that.
Huh.
Anyway, Daryl, this has been a real pleasure and treat.
Yeah, one more thing we got to cover, though. Oh, do you have your Oreos handy?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Do
Pick a flavor, Scott.
Okay.
I like to eat!
I think we'll do... Apple pie.
I just got into my Oreo drawer and there's a rotten banana in there.
Ew. You're supposed
apple
to,
pie, you say we're doing?
You're supposed to put that in your banana drawer. Yeah, let's do apple pie.
Oh, I'm excited for this because the cookie is graham flavored, it says.
Yeah, graham flavored like a crust. And then the middle bit, which looks double stuff size, is huge.
Oh, it does look super thick, yeah.
They smell tremendous, so I'm pretty stoked.
Is this the one with the dark middle or the lighter middle?
The light middle. That's racist. It's racist.
Apple pie. There.
So let's try it. I'm just gonna go here. Here we go.
Right? Smells good.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the real deal. I wonder
if there's
real apples in there or if it's dihydrogen or something.
I think it's all fake. I think it's all fake, but it's like... Jelly Bellies these days. They're like the Jelly Bellies of cookie makers.
Yeah.
Everything tastes like the real thing. That's so good.
It totally tastes like apples, but yeah, total artificial flavor.
Ooh, it's good though.
It is good.
Yeah.
Whatever that chemical is, I want to breathe it in.
Scott, read the very back on the nutrition facts and tell me how, what is the serving size on these cookies?
It says here, two cookies, serving size,
there you go.
29 grams total. That's 10 servings per bag.
I just wanted to establish that you saw that a serving of these is two cookies, not an entire row.
I ate one cookie, or I'm eating one. I'll have half a serving today is what I'll do.
Very good.
That's my plan. Thank you for that.
I like to eat.
All right. Hey, Daryl, the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Are you guys still doing kind of like post episode stuff?
Oh, yes. Right after the show, we get on there and go crazy.
Wow, that's awesome. So go check that out. Be a part of it and have fun. I guess that's all.
Gaga.
Goodbye. Wait, I can't. Okay. He's out. He's done. All right, Brian. I'm gonna say that we've got a moment here to do one more final cool thing.
I hope so. What is that cool thing that we're gonna do?
It's a mashup. It's from Jamie. And it goes a little something like this.
Sex toy that fits a part that both men and women have. Let's just say this thing was plugging up the grate, but it wouldn't go any further. Oh, ow, oh, ow, oh my god, oh, we're about to die. Hey, I don't want anybody else to put on my underwear.
These are mine. I found them at Neiman Marcus.
Alex Hessman, leave my underwear alone. The shortest Johnson ever pulled.
I'm leaving you. You have offended me with your black sex toy that you claim came from Walmart and was not funny.
They've already released a single called Herculaneum. How do you say that? Herculaneum Rock. And all of a sudden, I'm you.
Herculean? Is it Herculean?
No.
Well, your scans came back, and everything looks okay, but your Herculaneum is inflamed.
It's where you store your Hercules. You store them in a Herculaneum. But I didn't have anybody to talk about Fargo with, you know?
Jim Bob Frowny Turd. I don't know what it is.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
There you go. Full Connery Wiener?
I thought we got Full Connery Wiener.
This is my penis.
Hidden in his rectum.
Oh.
Rectum damn near killed him. Hidden inside, yes, you guessed it, is pooper.
Would you like a tin of biscuits?
Yeah.
I'd like to say, can you put that biscuit up me bum?
It looks like shortbread, but it's really a biscuit.
Put it in my bum.
Their letters, their characters, are basically little houses and people and stuff.
They can tell.
I want a whole series. Scott explains pictograms.
Hieroglyphics.
Scott explains kanji.
Welcome to Burger King. I love you.
You like to get Whopper coin? Too much hassle.
You want the Whopper coin? You can trade if it's not too much hassle.
It was banging its head on the door, Daddy.
I forgot about that video.
That was a good Brian one, too. Very Brian-heavy one. I like that one a lot. Well done. Thank you so much for that, Jamie. Those are good, good things. Okay.
You make me feel like I'm a real boy.
We're going to get out of here, and I will not eat more of these. I got to put them away. We're going to go out with a bang, though, because there's going to be music, and Brian brought some, and it's some sort of deal. Oh, before that, check us out, by the way, on the web if you want to find all the details about the show you'd ever need. You can go to frogpants.com/TMS. There's ways to contact us, support us on Patreon, and so on. It's all right there, so go check it out. And we have a full week of shows. Nothing weird this week. All good. We're all back. No foreseeable reason why you can't get your daily dose of TMS this week. All right. We should do some music. Do you got a little something there?
I do have a little something. I have a little something that's going out to Mike Lewis, who says, excuse me, my life is over, or at least half of it. On November 1st, I turned the ripe old age of 40. Lordy, lordy. As a teen of the 90s, in the Pacific Northwest, I was a big fan of the usual grunge alternative rock, such as Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and Soundgarden. However, for some reason, the voice and poetic lyrics of Glenn Phillips seemed to resonate more with my thoughtful mind. While Toad the Wet Sprocket is known for more of their top 40 hits, such as Walk on the Ocean and All I Want, I love sharing more of their unknown tunes with my friends. So, for my birthday, I would like to request any cover done by Glenn Phillips or Toad the Wet Sprocket, a solo singer and a band that I still listen to today. Thank you for your daily show, and as I continue to age, I will continue to test the ship's phasers.
Oh, shit. They needed phasers. Shit. Where is that? Here it is.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
I knew it.
Perfect. If you want more, by the way, if you want more about Toad the Wet Sprocket and hear Hammond's and my take on it, we did a great episode about Toad the Wet Sprocket on Soundography. So just go to soundography.com and check out Toad the Wet Sprocket. It was a fun show, and I still play the songs in that playlist today. It's just great stuff.
Nice.
This one, I think, was one of the ones I included in my playlist. This is brilliant, and you're going to love it. The song, originally done by Huey Lewis and the News, is, of course, I Want a New Drug, performed by Glenn Phillips, solo artist, lead singer of Toad the Wet Sprocket, on the 2006 album Mr. Lemons. This will blow your mind. Here's Glenn Phillips and I Want a New Drug.
All right, here it is. We'll be back shortly. That is to say tomorrow. So come on back for that, everybody. Thank you all for being here and enjoying our time with you, because we've certainly enjoyed your time with us. If I seem like I'm delaying, it's because this file won't move over. Now it is, and here it is. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
I want a new drug, one that won't make me sick. It won't make me crash my car or feel 3 feet thick. A new drug, it won't hurt my head. Won't make my mouth too dry or my eyes too red. It won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you, when I'm alone with you. I want a new drug, one that won't spill. One that don't cost too much, it come in a pill. A new drug, one that won't go away. It won't keep me up all night or make me sleep all day. It won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. But I'm alone with. What it should, it won't make me feel too bad or feel too good. A new drug won't with no doubt. It won't make me talk too much or just freak out. It won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. I'm alone with you. I'm alone with you. I'm alone.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Shit!